I did mention on Shabbos morning, quoting George Burns, that the ideal great speech is a short beginning, a great beginning, a great end, and they should be as close together as possible. So since we're out of time, I'm going to give you the beginning, the middle, and the end in just a couple of minutes. Just to summarize and to understand perhaps one of the crucial yesodos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned many times the diuk of the Satmarav, the Divrei Yoel, that it's not called Yetzia Mimitzrayim. The choice wording is rather Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zosomeres, it's not about leaving physically the land of Egypt, it's about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim and all that it was characteristic of, all that it represented, is leaving us. And Lamaisa took one night to get the Jews out of Egypt, but it took 40 years of wandering in the desert to get Egypt out of the Jews. Yetzias Mitzrayim is first and foremost about get the Mitzrayim out of you. No coincidence. We have a Mesorah, a tradition passed down from the Vilna Gaon. And we know there's going to be a Melchemes Gog Magog, Chevlei Mashiach. You want to call it World War III. How are we going to be saved? From Mandelbaum writes in Matzmiach Yeshua, page 34, and then we have a Mesorah of a Chanoasman from the Chavetz Chaim going back to the Vilna Gaon, and then in the war that will end all wars, one-third of the world, one-third of the world's population will be destroyed, one-third will be harmed, there will be nizik in a certain sense, and one-third will escape unscathed. How do you make yourself part of that one-third? How are you going to be nitzel? Yes, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kefir Chesem, and Aleph, anyone who eats three sudas in Shabbos, nitzel, Magimor Peronios, and you have a Maidl in the Gro Rites, and Tikkuni Zohar, Nafayim, and Aleph, Sayyam, and Yesh, and Rambam, Machol, Kavanos, but the Lamaisa, you put it all together. What is the ticket? Yes, there's Liman HaTaira and Gemil Sassonim. Has the Gro and the Chavetz Chaim right become a dupti in several places? But when all is said and done, Achareka Chosakol explains the Vilna Gaon, if you want to make it through Yemosa Mashiach, if you want to make it to be standing in the Beis Hamikdash with Mashiach at Kenum Meiru Avimeinu Amen. You know what the ticket is? The ticket to that salvation is someone who is mavdil as atzmo minhayayin, someone who is separate from the goyim. What exactly does that mean? Separate from the goyim. That's the way to be saved. Haramaril Diskin Rishulei Diskin, quoted by Ranosim Yavachogel, says that the Gra. Amen. That's what an Erlich Hayyid is. An Erlich Hayyid will be saved. And what does it mean, an Erlich Hayyid? That means it's not about the Torah, it's not about the Tzedakah, the Chesed, and the Mitzvah, and the Tzedakah. Parosh and Rishona, first and foremost, it's about. An Erlich Hayyid is defined by someone who is Maldalus Atzmo Menagoyim. That's where Rishon Leib Diskin, quoting the Vilna Gaon, that's what he meant. An Erlich Hayyid will be saved if you separate yourself from the guy. Where does that come from? Where's the Mekor Ledvarim? So writes the Vilna Gaon, the Yosef Lekach as well in their commentaries on Megillus Esther, that the Shorish, the root, the origin of all the future, all the subsequent Geulas, was contained, was couched already, and was nestled in the backdrop of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we know from Chazal that Klai Yisrael were on the Memta Sharituma. They had sunk to the nadir of all depravity, all perversity, all immorality and corruption. They were committing of they were Ovdei Vodazor, the Malach Elyon, Halali Ovdei Vodazor, Halali Ovdei Vodazor. They were on the Memta Sharituma. So what in the world do they do to be saved? The right, the Midrashim, Lo Shinu, Eshimomis, Lashonim, Eshimavosheyeh. That means that you can be holding in the lowest Matrega, close Mamish, on the threshold of the Nun Sharituma. And you can be holding by the lowest of the low in the end of the day, even if you're not learning Torah, you're not doing mitzvahs, tzedakah, chesed, ma'asim tovim. But if loshinu eshimam, es l'shonam v'yas v'shem, if you cling steadfast and you hold tenaciously onto those defining characteristics, those cardinal traits, and that define each and every one of us, that says, I want to be separate. I want to be moved, O Menagoyim. I don't want to be like a guy. And what do you think is the appropriate parsha that follows always right after Pesach? Shemini, the only parsha in Chamisha Chum Shetor that's named for a number. And one number is that writes the Maral Legra. And so many places, Shemini is Lamayla Menateva. You want to be Lamayla Menateva? What's the essence of Shemini? And the essence of Shemini is, don't eat what the Goyim eat. And you want to be Magdalus Atzmachem and Agoyim. I don't eat what the Goyim eat. And we've said this in the past that you can have Jews. And I heard this from a teenager who went off the Derech and then came back. And he said the hardest thing for him about being Frum is that when he's on vacation, if you ask any guy, you go to France, you go to Italy, and you go to New Zealand, you go to Brazil, that's what, I'm going to eat breakfast here and lunch here, and I'm going to go to this French cafe, and I'm going to sip this wine at an outdoor cafe in France, and I'll have my pasta in Italy. It's about what? It's about the cuisine. It's about eating. And you go to the amusement park, you go to Disney, you go to Epcot. It's not about just see the sights. You got to eat the food that they eat. Your Jew goes on vacation wherever you go, and you're the one who's crunching the matzah, and you're the one who's got the packaged tuna fish and the peanut butter and jelly. I remember years ago, it was the last time I was at a baseball game. I was with my in-laws, I had to make the in-laws happy. This goes back about 17, 18 years, I went to a Yankees game, and of course the Jews, the Yankees game, Chol HaMoed, Pesach, you can hear matzah crunching in the tzibur. Everyone else is enjoying their beers and the peanuts. The Jews are munching on matzah. The mamash munching away. I mentioned the story. There was a Hasidic Yid, it was Chol HaMoed. And mamash, I was so impressed. Hasidic Yid, it came with the Gantz Lavush. And mamash had the Kapoto. And I came with the Hasidic. He came with the Shabbos Lavush. And he was sitting behind me in Yankee Stadium. And I was so impressed. Here I had to, you have to talk to your wife. And you have to talk to your in-laws. As I had to keep the sefer on the side, and this guy had a magazine, something that he was reading. I said, "Skavali, he's learning a sefer." He wasn't paying attention to the matzah crunching, to anything else. He had earphones in his ear, the buds in his ears, and he was mamish paying attention. I said, "Well, this Skavali, look at this guy. He comes to watch a baseball game to relax with the Gantz Hasidus Lavosh, but he's listening to a shir, and he's got a sefer in front of him." And I turn around after the first inning, and I said, "Rabbi, I am so impressed to come to Yankee Stadium, and it's 90 degrees, we're not having that this year, but 90 degrees outside, and he came with the Gantz Lavush, he must have been sweltering, and he had the Hasidus hat, and this, and I said, you're listening to a Shi, and you're learning a sefer during the game." He says, "Stop donning me lekav schus." He says, "I'm listening to the play-by-play on CBS, and I'm reading the program for the game, so I can follow every step of the way." How about you? We can go to games, and we're with the Goyim, but we're not with the Goyim. And holding is b'mavdalus atzmachem and agoyim. And that's Pasha Shmini. You want to be l'malam and atzava. Did you really chab a Pesach? You chab to Lel Seder. You chab to a Pesach. It's all about the Pasha that's always going to follow immediately on the heels of the end of the Pesach is Shmini. You want to go l'malam and atzava. Leave this world. That means what? Don't eat what the goyim eat. And don't drink what the goyim drink. It's all about b'mavdal b'in atomi v'ator. It's all about separation. That is the Nakuda. That's not about how much Torah they learned. They didn't do mitzvahs. Masim Tovim, in the end of the day, Lo Shinu Eshlamas Lesorim Esmavosheim, because of that single crucial ingredient, the common denominator, the Tzad HaShaveh, and they didn't change their vernacular, their indigenous Hebrew tongue, Lashon HaKodesh, and they didn't alter their names, their identity, their Etzem Ahus, and they didn't change the Lavush. That's what it's all about. I asked the Rebbe of Heschel Chanukas HaTorah, but it says they took the smalot, they took the clothing, the dresses of the Egyptian woman, they took the kesefs of the smalot. So they took their clothing. He says, yeah. He says, what clothing do you think they had? They had miniskirts. What did they do with the miniskirts? They took them, they didn't wear them, they gave them to the girls. They gave the miniskirts to the little girls. That's what the smalot. Why are they not going to wear them? Because they're loshinu ha-shemamas, loshonim ha-shemamashayim. And that was the ticket to Yeshua. That's the girl. That's the Yosef Lekach, the Megillus Esther. Amameila, the Shoresh, Legabi, all the subsequent. You want to be redeemed. The Salam of Mashiach comes. There's one ticket to Yeshua. You know what the ticket to salvation is? Be mavdil as atzmachos atzmeichem and agoyim. Separate, divorce yourself from the goyish culture, from the goyish ways. Don't eat what they eat. I remember years ago, my wife and I were traveling. We stopped in Atlanta to catch another plane. And the flight was delayed several hours. So instead, what do you want to do? To make it up to us. So, 5 hour delay. And what do they do to make it up to us? They said, don't worry about it. We'll give you free coupons for dinner and you can eat at any restaurant. So my wife went up to the lady and said, you know, ma'am, and you know, we don't eat in any of the restaurants. We're Orthodox Jews. We keep kosher. Do you think we can at least get the equivalent in tickets? We can get potato chips and pretzels. We'll go to the vending machines and just give us some quarters and we'll get some food. I says, there are 80 restaurants and Atlanta, Georgia, the Delta, there are 80 restaurants, McDonald's, and Burger King, and Wendy's, and Hooligans, come on. There's got to be some place that the Jews can eat. 80 restaurants and there's no place that the Jews can eat. You can have 80 restaurants and at the end of the day, there's no place that the Jews can eat. And then just now, my wife and I flew out to LA last week for a wedding, and we were delayed 6.5 hours. So we had to switch planes. We were on one plane, there was an electrical problem, we had to go to another plane. So we're thinking 6.5 hours. They're going to make this up to us big time. I'm waiting free tickets to Los Angeles, maybe free tickets out to Seoul. We'll start pushing our limits. Something! And we get up to the new plane, and the woman gets on the loudspeaker. You know, we got for a 6.5 hour delay, we had to change flights, go into a crowded airport late at night. Okay, everybody, because we kept you delayed for 6.5 hours, you will all get one free movie on the airplane. That costs all of $6, half the movies are free, and I don't even watch movies. The goyim are watching the movies, the goyim are eating the food, the goyim are drinking the drink, and the Jew stays separate. And that's the ticket to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's precisely what it's all about. It's not about physically departing a land. It's about getting Mitzrayim out of you, out of your system. The ticket to Yeshua is Loshinu Hashemam is Loshonim is Mabushim. And now I think this perhaps explains an intriguing concept that we find in the Gemara, the Arvei Pesach. And the Gemara tells us, the last line, Kuvches and Alfam Rebbe Shimon Levi, Anoshim Chayavus V'arvo Kosis Alolo Menei Sha'afin Hoi V'yosonis. Women are obligated in dalakosis. Now we have separately women. How we know that women are obligated in matzah, and they're obligated in mar, and they're obligated in so many other mitzvahs. But for some reason, when it comes to dalakosis, the four cups of wine, that reason is Rav Shimon Levi, because Afi Hayyos says, what exactly does it mean? L'maisa, it is the machlokes Rishonim. But let's champion right now the opinion of Rashi and the Rashbam, who write in Daf Kuf Chesem and Beis, quoting the Gemara and Sota, Daf Yad Aleph and Beis. And the Gemara says, Dor Shor Mavira, Dibber Nuschos, Bischar, Bischus, Noshim, Tzitkoni, Yoshim, Ador, Nigalu. The woman got us out. You know what? We got out of Mitzrayim because of the woman. That means the girl is telling us we got out based on all the chazals because Loshini Mashonos, Loshonos, Mamoshem. And here you have this Chus Noshim Tzidkonish, the women are the ones that got us out. So which one is it? And if it's such a Gavaldi Yisrael that the women are the ones who got us out, so why not therefore obligate them in Matzah? Matzah because of it. Yes, I know Pesukim, but in the end of the day, nothing's coincidental. They're not obligated in Matzah, Morris, Yibetzayim, and all the other mitzvahs alive because of Afin Hayyos. There's something, a Kesher Niyuchaf. And between the drinking of the Dalet Kosos and being Mechayev woman, Alibo Rashi and Rashbam, because Afi Noam says, what is that all about? So let's go to Sotad Afi Adalah from the days. And the Gemara says that the woman had the mirrors. We know they were eventually inserted into the Kior. And the woman beautified themselves. They made themselves look beautiful for their husbands. And the end, Puravu, by Yishtu, Ayiro, the Yatsum, Momnaon, and they procreated an old Roshish, Makaris Echad. But it was so much more than that. The Gemara doesn't flesh it all out. But what is it, a Matthias? Had the male Jewish men gone after the female Jewish Egyptians, what would have happened, female Egyptians, what would have happened? We wouldn't have Klai Yisrael. There wouldn't be any Klai Yisrael. The woman didn't simply enable and engender the possibility to have children. They gave us Jewish children. It's all because of the woman that we had Jewish children. And otherwise, the men, what happens in history? Rachman al-Islam, intermarriage assimilation, the men go after the woman, and then what happens? The children, the ensuing offspring, are not Jewish. And the end of the day, that's why the Akhbar Shimoni says, Hug the Ruman Arayas. What's the Kesher? Is it Loshino, Shomus, Loshino, Shomus, Shomus, and Hug the Arayas? Terence says, it's the same Zach, it's the same thing. It's the same woman who united with their men, with their husbands, and which enabled them that they're not going to go after the Egyptian woman. They didn't assimilate, they didn't marry. They stayed separate. It's the woman who kept the man separate. And that is what a woman's all about. Shlomo Melech HaMishlei, Eish Yisrael, Isha Yiras Hashem Itasala. Why does the Nekeva Tesove Gober and circle the Chosin? 7 times she erects a wall of Choma and she protects, she shields the husband. Yavama Samakim Laman Aleph. One of the reasons we got married, the woman protects an Eitzor, the woman shields the man. The woman is the wall. She is Bechina's Yira. What is Yira? Yira is she holds her husband in check. When you're afraid, you're frozen in place, you're idle, you're motionless, you're immobilized. The woman keeps the husband locked up, not on a leash, at home. But as Rechai Kineski says, you know how to make a wife happy? Shon Rishonu, when the Pasuk says, Vasima Chasishta Shon Rishonu, you know what the Nafkamina Halacha is? Halacha L'maisa, Rechai Kineski writes in Tarsicha, is when a man gets married to a woman, a husband cannot leave the house the entire first year without asking his wife permission first. I trust your wife. She knows where you can go and where you can't go. She tells you when to go, when not to go, what to look at, when not to look at. She is the wall. She is Yiras Hashem. She keeps you immobilized. She is the protection. She's the shield. You know why we got out? It's the same Indian. Because Lo Shino Hashemamos Hashem Shemamoshim. Who names the children? It's in the end of the day, without getting into Machlokas Rishonim, who gets to pick the name? I'm talking about a Metzias Advarim. I wanted to call our son, we both agreed, on Avram Yeshayahu after the Chazon Ish. And now he was called Avram Yeshayah. And that's what I like. The Steifer called his brother-in-law Chazon Ish, Avram Yeshayah. So I told my wife, you know what? We're going to call our son Avram Yeshayah. She says, well, I'm going to call him Yeshayah. And we'll see which one's really going to last. And at the end of the day, a husband can have all his ideas. And the wife, she is Kaveya. What name is going to stick? What language should we speak in the house? The woman's going to decide what language, because the woman is the Bayeshavskifyacheswezamayoshilokarash. The woman's the buyer. She decides what the house is going to look like, where the furniture goes, what color drapes, everything. She is the interior designer of your house, whether she's trained or not. In your eyes, she is the best interior designer in the world. And she is going to give the names, and she's going to tell you what to wear. And at the end of the day, the wife is going to lay out the clothing, right? She's going to tell you whether I like that tie, and I don't like that tie. How do I like that suit? My wife says, I can't tell the difference. All your suits are either black or blue anyway. Where's the color? Throw in some color over there. At the end of the day, how the husband is going to wear what his wife, the woman decides, how the kids get dressed in the day. Who decides the clothing? The woman, she's the one to go shopping for the clothes primarily. She is the lavush. She is the name. She is the language in the home. That's the woman. You're right. B'schar nashim tzidkoni shavdor niglo, because that's exactly the nikuda. Because we remained el chayyida, and we were doing aveiros. There it is. But I'm proud to be Jew, a separate Jew, an el chayyu, who is mavdos atzum and agoyin. That's the issue. So the thing is, Nike put it all together, and it's mamash geshmak shabbat geshmak. Because what is wine? We're not talking about the matzah, we're not talking about the morah, we're not talking about halal, we're not talking about tzibur, just try. Rabbi Shmuel Levi comes onto the stage and he says, I want you to know, women are chayovas in what? And dalakosis. Why dalakosis out of everything? Because what are women all about? They're about being mavdil. And what's the meaning of wine? Listen to this beautiful wording, the gorgeous Lashon Rameya Simcha from Davinsk. And as Meshach Chacham in the very beginning of Parshas Vayera talks about the Dal of the Shona Segula, we have Dalat Kosis Kenegan Valtzidi Vitzadi Vigati Lakati. Notice we don't have the four matzahs. We don't have four matzahs corresponding to the four Lashona Segula, and we don't have four pieces of maror. We have four cups of wine corresponding to the four Lashonas of getting us out of Mitzrayim. You know why? Because it's the wine that got us out of Mitzrayim. All right, the Meshach Chacham at the end of this beautiful piece, matching up the Dalat Kosis to the Dal of the Shona Segula, he says Lachem Tiknu Alayay. Why the Dalat Kosis established Mesukin on wine? You know why they got out? Because of wine. Because they divorced and separated themselves from their Egyptian counterparts. Because nothing illustrates Havdalah more than Yain. Come on. Shehil Shin Haman, the Gemara Megillah. What did Haman say to Achashverosh? Get rid of these Jews. Why? Because they don't drink from our wine. Because a fly can go ahead and fly into a cup of wine. The Jew's going to go and throw out the fly. Hey, why waste a good cup of wine? And I'll drink the rest of it. But if a guy merely shakes, merely touches that wine, Yayinesef, that's it. The Jew's not going to touch it. So Gozu, Yayinam, they don't want anything. They don't go drinking with us. Also, now you remember that famous joke. There's an Arab guy and he walks into a bar in the middle of Manhattan, and he walks into a bar and he sees there's one guy there with a yarmulke on his head. He says, I'm going to get this guy. And he goes to the bartender and he screams out loud. He says, everybody, I am giving free drinks on the house, all on me, except for this one guy with the funny looking beanie on his head. And all of a sudden the guy is smiling. Everyone's, hooray, cheers, this is great, free drinks on the house. And the Jew with the yarmulke is smiling away. And he looks, the Arab looks and he says, now he's mamish infuriated. The guy's indignant. So I just embarrassed him. I just embarrassed him in front of everybody. And this guy's smiling away. He says, you know what, bartender, I'm going to get him really good this time. He says, and all around, the free drinks on the house, it's all going to be on me. I'm giving you free drinks. And again, this guy is smiling like never before. He got the yarmulke. He's smiling number four. Now the Arab's mamish infuriated. He says, a third round, everybody drinks all on me. And the place is giving him a standing ovation. The crowd's going nuts. And he turns to the bartender, and the guy, the Jew, is smiling with the greatest smile he's ever seen. He says, is this guy Meshuggah? Has he lost his marbles? Why is he smiling? He says, buddy, he says, he's the owner. And if he hadn't been the owner, he wouldn't be there, because Jews don't go drinking in the bars with the Goyim. Because Jews are separate. Yayin is what? Kiddush. What is Kiddush? Kiddush is Havdolah. Kiddush is we separate between the Chol and the Kodesh. Havdolah, we're mounted between the Kodesh and the Chol. Yayin, we are mounted. Listen to this gorgeous Sreed A.H. You're not going to forget it because you're going to say it over this year, Mr. Sherman, the Leil HaSeder. The Isha Amdol HaSeder writes the Sreed A.H. Yechiyah Yaakov Weimer. What do we do? All the Haggadahs have the prefatory mark of Makan Mag BMS Akos. You raise the cuff Lamaila. The Isha Amdol HaSeder. What are we doing raising in Lamaila? Writes the Sreed A.H. The Isha Amdol HaSeder. Vilanu. You know what? They're all trying to destroy us, to eradicate us, to annihilate us. And you know what stood up for us? Vihishamdo. Take a look at that cup of wine. Hold it up for everybody at the Seder to see. Vihishamdo love a Seder. This is what we're pointing to. Because it's the dinam of Yayin Esach, because we don't go drinking with the Goyim. Because Yayin is what we used to be Mavdil. Yayin is what we used to be separate. Yayin is Kiddush. Kiddush is Kedoshim to you. Prushim min Harayas. Klayas Olel. Yitzhisayim. They were Hogar min Harayas. Who gave us that protection? The woman. The woman gave us the protection. You know what? That's what women are all about. Because women are here to follow the Imos HaKadosh. So let's go to Rav Hunder. It doesn't appear in Pachli Yitzhak. It doesn't appear in Rashima's Lay. Rav Hunder sent us in a shir and a tape years ago, and Chaim Olim, and it appears in Rav Eli Margolios, he writes in the Mulas of the Yesan Purim. He says, the Ovas had bris with Hashem, they made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak and Yaakov, they all had the bris. So what was the role of the Imos? What did the matriarchs do? Right, so Funer, you know why the bris was sealed only with the matriarchs? They needed the matriarchs because Avram connected with God, Yitzchak connected with God, so did Yaakov and Banov in the Shiftei Yisrael. But there was not going to be a successful, everlasting, eternal bris if Yishmael's in the picture, if Esav was in the picture. Whose job was it to be Megarish, the Koach of Ra? Whose job was it to separate, to get rid of Ra? Sari Meno says, it's great that we have a Yitzchak, but we can't have a Yishmael. Shema Bekolach, get rid of the Yishmael. Rivka, let's go ahead and send away a Yaakov. Let's send away a Yaakov. Why? Because he got to separate Yaakov from Esau. And Rachel is what? She's going to say, Satrofim. She steals the statues. And Avraham Avinu says, Yitzchak and Yishmael, let them stay together. Yitzchak says, Yaakov and Esau, let them stay together. The Jewish mother knows, the Yiddish mama, no, Yitzchak will never be a Yitzchak if Yishmael's around. And Yaakov will never be a Yaakov. What's the last statement of Rivka on the pages of the Torah? The very last statement that she utters on the precious, sacred pages of the Torah, the Anafar has told us is, if Yaakov marries the wrong girl, then I don't have a life. My whole life is, I got to make sure that Yaakov, if he marries the wrong girl, he'll never be Yaakov. Yaakov is always, who is the one running the show? It's the mother. Sarah is running the show. Rivka is running the show because the Yiddish mama, she controls the bias. Notice how Rivka, and I think it's very geschmack, she's the one who tells Yaakov it's time to leave. Where's the earliest time we have a parsha named for a Yitziah? This is Yitziah Mitzrayim. Where's the first concept of Yitzia? Yes, the word appears previously. We have already Nahar Yotzimei, but Amaisa. Where do we talk about the first page in the Chumash and make a big deal out of Yitzia? Out of somebody leaving, Vayetze Yaakov Mimer Sheva. Yaakov leaves. Notice what's the galus of Rivka. Sarah, it's very easy to say, I'm going to keep my Yitzchak at home and I'll send Yishmael away. The galus of the Mesivus Nemesh of Rivka is, she knows I can't send Esav away. Just go ahead and keep Esav at home and send your beloved one, and to send Yaakov away, that's a Yitzia. But that's what? I have to be Mavdil Yaakov Menagoyim. Who's the one who gave us the Koach, writes Meshachach in a number of places, who implanted and agreed within us the Koach to not go ahead and change our names, to not change our Levush and our vernacular. It's Yaakov who implanted, that's the Briah Chatichon who kept us together. Yaakov ingrained us, he's the one who took us down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because Yaakov is Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov is the one in the Torah who did the first Maisi Yitzia. What was the Yitzia? Get away from the Goyim. Esav is about the Rishus, is about wicked nefarious ways. Divorce yourself from him. Look at the Mesirus Nevesh, that's Rivka's last utterance in the pages of the Torah. He can't marry the wrong woman, she's the one who kicks him out of the house. Vayetze Yaakov, the first Yitzia that we go ahead and put under the spotlight is, Yaakov says, I got to get rid of Esav, any connection, I got to leave and be mavdil as atzmi min hagoyim, even if it means leaving home, even if it means tremendous self-sacrifice, I got to get away from the realm, and that's all to be mekayim, the key, but aim and listen to his mother Rivka. That's Rivka, that's the ability to say, you got to separate. Now you're ready for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yaakov taught us that. Koach, do a maisi Yitzia. What does that mean? Leave Mitzrayim behind. Who gave us Yitzchak, Rivka, the Mos. They're the ones who separated. Menela, Amram, Yishim, Levi. Arbal Kosis, he doesn't say, Afin Ham Yosef, Beschanos, and Tukonios. That's why the Chayim of Yosef and Matzah, that's why the Chayim and Hal, let's see, we're talking all the other mitzvahs, we have separately mooted. You know what? The Chayim and the Chayim in Arbal Kosis, Alola, because these wines, wine is about Kiddush, wine is about Abdullah, wine is about Hisham, Abdullah, Vasenu, the sweet age. This is what kept us separate. Yeah, you know, we don't go drinking with the Goyim. This is what we used to be Mavdil. This is the Dalet Kosis Alolo. This is wine. This is the koach of woman, and mamish goes hand in hand. That the woman are chayovas bedavka and the arba kosas alolu, because women are all about b'schar nashim tzikoni yashu v'dor nigalu, because they kept the men from not marrying and not having relations with the goyish Egyptian woman. They kept us separate. They kept the men mugdam and arayas. They are the ones who preserved that sense of ethnicity. Be proud with your Jewish names. Be proud with your clothing. The women are kovei in the house, the clothing and the way we speak, v'chulei. That belongs to women's up to Mishuma Levi. They're Shaykh to the Dalit Kosas Alolu. Now, the Shona Segula, you want to talk about Kula Matzah? Oh, we're recalling events? Yeah, Mal Morer. But the one that talks about leaving Mitzrayim, or Tzitim Yitzat Abiyah Lekati, is Dafka Makusha to what? To wine. You want to leave Mitzrayim? There's only one way to leave. Laws of Yayin Esa, don't go drinking with the Goyim. Yayin is a mouthdeal. Yayin is used to separate. Wow. That's the Dalit Kosas. That Dalit Kosas can negate the Dalit Shona Segula. That's women of Chayavas and Dalakosos. If you want to go ahead and be rescued and be saved from a Shitzit kingdom, comes from Hera Vimedo, follow the Jewish woman. Always follow. We mentioned, you know, there's a great article written by the Wall Street Journal a number of years ago after the tsunami in Thailand. It was called Always Follow the Elephants. Why? Because there were no animal carcasses that they found in Thailand, over 200,000 human corpses. And what all the animals know, you follow the elephants, because they sense in the bottom of their feet, they can communicate for miles. Miles away, when the shifting in the tectonic plates took place in the water, in the ocean, they were able to sense it. Everybody knows you follow the elephants. You want to go, law, follow the woman, follow the Jewish woman. It's coming out from Shekhanah Shemadur. No, not comparing the elephants. Aliyah Bachas. It means what? Follow the leaders. They got us out of the tribe. They taught us how to separate yourself from the Goyim. They gave us the Dalakosos. They're Chayavos and Dalakosos. They are the ones who taught us how to go ahead and separate ourselves. They're Mechayavos and that. Follow their lead, their example, and you'll be an Erlich Yid by separating yourself from the Goyim. Have a Leibedik, a wine-filled Geshmak Elo Seder. And we'll see you in your Shalai Rakhlinish with the Jewish woman. Hey, Rabbi Yemeinu, amen. Next
Thank you.